Power, your name is life, and your name will bring healings into our souls this morning and this Sabbath. So as we spend an hour or so meditate on your word, let us feel the power of your name in our lives. Please, Lord, speak through us, speak in us. Speak in spite of us, that our hearts may touch, may turn our eyes and give glory and honor to your name. Bless the hearing of your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. I entitled a message to Sabbath, The Fugitive. What a hunted fugitive. I was reading an article. It's called The New Hide or Seek. Reading by Dr. James Dobson. It's the story of this young man. You may remember Lee Harvey Oswald. He grew up in a broken family where his mother married three times, and he grew up no attention at all because her mother was able to work long hours. She was very domineering in the family. Her second husband left her, and the third husband, very abusive to little Lee Harvey Oswald. As he grew up, other little kids not interested in him, so he pretty much spent most of his time alone. He was, according to the article, he was ugly, poor, and untrained, unlovable. Hear the story of a man of a total loser. When he got married, her wives condemned him publicly, make him crawl on his knees. The money he made, he spent most of the money buying expensive gifts to impress her. She lived in a miserable life. He tried to prove him as a man. So one day, he took the rifle that he hidden in the garage, took it with him to the library that he worked. On the sixth floor, he pulled the trigger and killed John Figueroa Gennady. This is the story of a man living a broken, lonely life, known as was the great loser. He tried to prove him as a man by taking another life. Sermon this morning, hunted fugitive. From the Psalm 27, the background of Psalm 27 is specifically is 1 Samuel chapter 18, 19, 20 to 22. That's the background of Psalm 27. Here we find the hunted fugitive who was run to find a place to hide from his enemy. The hunted fugitive, according to the spirit of prophecy, was David.
He was afraid to be found. He was afraid to be captured and brought forth from his hiding place. Did you know David was born warrior? As a young boy, he killed beasts, wild beasts, and posed threats to the flock that he shepherded. You may remember that he killed a giant with a slingshot. He had no fear to stand before the enemies. He took lives of many people with the sword. But amazingly, in spite of all the bravery, heart, the mighty valor, the increased popularity, here we discovered the hunted fugitive left and went to find place to hide from his enemy. There are three reasons that forced David to become the hunted fugitive. First reason, when Saul and David came back, claimed great victory, the people start singing and chanting. You know the story. Saul killed thousands, and David killed 10,000. The spirit of jealousy grip, grow up, and find room in the heart, King Saul. The spirit of jealousy turned the mighty warrior to become hunted fugitive because it was entertained in the heart of the king. Second reason, David was found suspicious, mistrusted by the king. David was suspect that he conspired to take over the throne. The spirit of mistrust. Never trust the young companion. Mistrust. Make room in the heart of the first king of Israel. And the third reason, David was a threat to the king. Because of his great success, everything he does become so successful, he created a big threat in the heart of the king. The sense of insecurity. Amazingly, those defective characters, the sense of insecurity, the mistrust, the jealousy, these elements, they all find rooms in each and every one of us hearts. The spirit prophecy said, if we don't keep an eye on it, on them, they can rule and conquer, can conquer us. That's what happened. The defective characters, the jealousy, the mistrust, sense of insecurity, forced the young companions, King Saul, to become the national fugitive with a tag price. So the story, Here's what the spirit, the patriarch and prophets, page 650 says. One great defect in the character of Saul was his love of appropriations. This trait had a controlling influence over his actions and thoughts. Everything was marked by his desire for praise and self-exaltation. His standard of right and wrong was the low standard of popular applause. No man is safe whose lives that he may please men and does not seek first for appropriations of God. It was the ambitions of Saul to be first in estimations of men. And when this song and praise was sung, a settled conviction entered the mind of the king that David will obtain the hearts of the people and reign in his stead. That defective character, jealousy, mistrusting, spirit of insecurity, if you don't pay attention to it, it can rule and destroy us. But the worst of all, it will turn those who surround us, the close friends, relatives, to become hunted fugitives. The story about the life of David is an amazing, surprising story. Here's the mighty warrior became a fearful fugitive. David was on the run because he was afraid to be found as someone who has been apart from his God. He was hunted. He was the hunted fugitive. Was overwhelmed with fear of being deserted, being abandoned and forsaken. He was afraid of being found as someone whom God has forsaken. The fear of being lonely was the worst threatening thought that hunted his heart. The mighty warrior became a lonely fugitive in the wilderness. The mighty warrior became lonely in the wilderness. Why? Because the king entertained the defective characters that sent him on the run for cover. Loneliness. Mother Teresa spoke about the worst disease that most people suffered with as she shared her testimony or encounter working with poor people in India. Here's what she said. The biggest disease today is not leprosy, it's not cancer. It's the feeling of being uncared for, unwanted, or being deserted and being left alone. I thought it was the AIDS virus, the worst disease. But it's not. It's not cancer. It's not leprosy. But the feeling of being unwanted. The feeling of being uncared for. Being distracted. Loneliness is the worst and the biggest disease of our society. But Psalms 27 echo the yawn of the lonely heart of the hunted fugitive. If you turn your Bible to Psalm 27, I point out a couple of lines that echo the cry of the lonely heart. 27 verse 7 to 10. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servants away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Do you know, my family, this morning, in the heart of the worst disease of loneliness, there we find the yearn of the heart for a spiritual deliverance. Lord, do not hide your face from me. In the heart of loneliness, there's a yearn and a quest for a spiritual deliverance. The German philosopher, some of you may familiarize with him, Schopenhauer, compare the human race to a bunch of porcupines huddling together on a cold winter night. Here's what he said. The colder it gets outside, the more we huddle together for warmth. But the closer we get to one another, the more we hurt one another with our sharp grills. And in the lonely night of Earth winter, eventually we begin to drift apart and wander out on our own and freeze to death in our loneliness. In other words, in the heart of loneliness, there is a deep wound that needs to be healed. The wound that was made from the poking grill that defect characters, the jealousy, the mistrust, the sense of insecurity. As we huddle together because we need each other to have the warmth so we can survive, the more we get together, the philosopher says, the poking quilt make a wound and keep irritating and make us drifted, turn us to be a fugitive running for cover. David was once a mighty warrior, committed to serve in the armies of the people of God. But he was forced to become a fugitive because he was wounded from a defective spirit of jealousy. He was wounded because his members entertained the defective character. If we let it run unchecked, it will control. Could it be each one of us are coming this morning? Could it be that we come this morning with an irritating wound from the past or a fresh wound that is need to be healed? Could it be that not only we come with the wound, but we also have poking grill that keeps the wound irritating? Could it be that each one of us, lonely fugitive, we're looking for a place to cover and waiting for someone to come to our rescue? Could it be? One of the stories I read from Billy Graham in his book of way to the heart. He told a story about a little girl, her name was Debbie. Her father left her and her mother. So the mother raised Debbie. She was 5 years old. The mother determined to give her all the attention, make sure she had enough time for Debbie. She was a happy little young girl. Until her mother get acquainted with a friend, and Debbie noticed the attentions, the caring start to fade away. At her young life, she recognized if she fall in the pool and start yelling, "Mommy, Mommy," Mommy will leave everything and run out to rescue little Debbie. As usually young children of five, when they just woke up, they start fuzzy and they want someone just to wrap their hands around them. Debbie just woke up, noticed his prospective father invited a lot of friends in the house. She came up to him and reached out. She wanted him just to wrap his hand around her. But he said, "Go, go. We have guests to entertain." She was trying to find a way to look for Mommy. She was busy trying to cater for the guests. Little Debbie remember the pool. She went back in the pool, jumped in the pool. Unfortunately, she yelled and nobody was able to hear her. Until people were dashing to save her, Mommy got there, but it was too late. Rescue team were there. Investigate, discover Debbie died because of the big wound in her heart. Died of loneliness. Loneliness is a disease, the worst disease of our society. It comes in different forms, shape, and size. They look so handsome, look so pretty. They comb their hair and come to church. We can find them on the street. Loneliness is a wound in the heart. But there is an alternative solution from the experience of the hunted fugitive that will help us to bring healings to the wounded heart. In order to heal the wound within us, we need to recognize each one of us and all of us, we carried and bear, and there is a wound in our hearts. We need to admit there each one of us has a wound that needs to be healed. For the Bible says, we have seen and we all fall what? Fall short in the glory of God. There is a wound in the heart. It needs to be healed. But David said in verse 1, Psalms 27, verse 1, David said, "The Lord is my light, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my stronghold. Who shall I fear? Who shall I be afraid?" To heal the wound in our hearts, we need to allow God to be the defender of the wound in our hearts. Do you know why? If we try to defend the wound in our hearts, we will run out to the truck. We will discover there is a problem. If we try to defend and protect the wound in our hearts, either we fight or we try to escape, to run away, because in the wound in our hearts, it comes with a tremendous pain of fear. The problems that we should encounter from defending our own wounded heart is that we will never get to trust anyone. We will never get to trust anyone to deliver us. Everyone is suspect. But David said, "The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my stronghold. Who shall I fear?" To heal the wound in our hearts, we can never try to protect it or defend it, because we will never trust anyone. But if we give it to the Lord, David said, "The Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my stronghold. Who shall I fear?" When we give it to the Lord, this is what happened. It will free us from the fear of mistrust. But we'll be able to allow others to be a process of healing within us, together with the help of the Lord. David confessed that his total, complete confidence in the defense of God will heal him. Because in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against authorities, against the powers in the dark world, and against the spiritual force of evil in heaven's realm." We need to admit, we all and each one of us has a wound in our heart. We cannot defend it. We give it to the Lord. He can be the defender of the wounds in our hearts. Because the battle we fight, we're not fighting. We are fighting with the principality and the forces of evil. When David fought Goliath in the valley of Megiddo, you may remember the story. "You come against me with the sword, with the spear, with the javelin, but I shall come against you with what? With the name of Jehovah God." Not only we need to allow God to be the defender of the wound in our hearts, but also, here's another alternative solution to heal the wound that makes us lonely and run as fugitive for cover. Psalms 27 verse 4, it says, "This is what I will seek, and this is what I will do. I will seek to what? To dwell in a house of the Lord forever, so that I will behold the what? The beauty of the Lord, and inquire his wisdom." Do you know the house of the Lord is the place that the sinner will come to ask for forgiveness and to receive forgiveness? When David calls, "This is what I will do, is to dwell in the house of the Lord all days of my life," he's coming to the house of the Lord to petition and ask for forgiveness for the one who inflicted wound in his heart. In order for us to heal the wound that caused us to feel lonely and deserted, we need to forgive those who created the wound in our hearts. It's unthinkable. It's unimaginable to forgive those who harm us and hurt us. But I prove it to you, when David cried out, "This is what I'll do, I will spend my time in the presence of God," he was petitioning for forgiveness in the behalf of his enemy. If you turn with me to the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 24 and verse 5 and 7. 1 Samuel chapter 24, 5 to 7. Here's the word of the Lord. Afterward, David was conscience stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe. He said to the man, "The Lord forbid that I should cut such things to my what? To my master, the Lord's anointed, or to lift my hands against him, for he is anointed of the Lord." My friends, if the conscience of David was bothered because he cut off the robe of his enemy, imagine what he was doing in the sanctuary. He was petitioning, asking for forgiveness for the one who inflicted wound in his heart. In order for us to receive healings, we need to forgive those who hurt us. When Jesus was on the cross, what were her last words? "My Father, forgive them because they do not know what they've done." If you want to be healed from the wound of loneliness, petition to forgive and ask forgiveness for those who hurt us. I wonder why David was so compassionate about seeking forgiveness for the enemies. Why? When we forgive and seek forgiveness for those who inflict pain and wound in our hearts, we will discover, we will see the beauty of the Lord. We will see the wisdom of God. To heal the wound that most often make us lonely and force us to become fugitive, we need to forgive those that hurt us. And the other alternative that will heal the wound within us . If you look at verse 8, here's David says, "My heart says to you, seek his face. For your face, Lord, I will seek." And in verse 10, Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will what? Will receive me. My Lord will care for me. To heal the wound in our hearts, know that the Lord bears the wound for us. To heal the wound of loneliness, to heal the wound because of the defective characters force us into fugitive, we know that the Lord beareth the wound for us. The story was told about a family that went out for vacations. The father was driving, and his daughter was at the strip at the back seats. They enjoyed the summer breeze. They rolled down the window. The next thing they know, there's a bee in the car. The young girl, highly allergic to the bee sting, she starts gasping for breath. Daddy, the bee is in the car. If I get stung by the bee, I will be killed. Daddy, the bee is in the car. Desperately, the father reached out and catch the insect, held it, and he let go of it. The little girl saw the bee. Daddy, why did you let go the bee? I will surely be stung by the bee. The father said, sweetheart, the bee stung my hand. He had the wound that saved her daughter. My family this morning, loneliness is a disease of this society. To heal the wound in our heart, we must accept each one of us has a wound, and we give it to God to be the defender of the wound. We cannot do it, otherwise we can never trust anyone. To heal the wound within us, we need petition and ask for forgiveness for those that hurt us. And lastly, we have to praise the Lord that He bears the wound for us. He bore it on the cross. If there is anything else that we can learn from the experience of the hunted fugitive, He help us how to identify, to heal the broken hearts and the experience of loneliness in our lives. Because our Father, our God, our Lord Jesus Christ bear it all for us. I hope these words will comfort us. I hope these words will bring us closer an assurance that He is there for us, takes our burdens, and bring comfort in our hearts. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, we're so thankful, dear Lord, because You are there for us. You are the defender of the wound in our hearts. We thank You, dear Lord, that You set in examples. In order for us to be healed, we need to forgive. Father God, thank You that You have bear it for us, that we will not feel lonely, but feel and experience the amazing grace of your presence in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen.